The tribunal in charge of investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Premier Rafiq Hariri has been held in The Hague. Four members of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement who are accused of murdering Hariri will be tried in absentia. These are live images we're getting from the tribunal at The Hague and in the Netherlands. A fifth suspect who was indicated last year is also believed to be involved in the case. Hezbollah has denied any involvement in the murder, and its leader Hassan Nasrallah has denounced the court as a U.S.-Israeli conspiracy. Rafiq Hariri was killed on February the 14th, 2005, in a car bombing. Over 20 other people were killed in the incident, and dozens of others were wounded. The attack was initially blamed on some Lebanese generals, but a court in 2011 issued arrest warrants against Hezbollah members instead.
And a call for a tribunal with an international dimension. The evidence will show that the four accused, Mustafa Badruddin, Salim Ayash, Hussein Unesi, and Asad Sabra, will be proven accountable for these crimes on the basis of their individual criminal responsibility under the law applied by this tribunal. The evidence will show that Mustafa Badruddin monitored and, together with Ayash, coordinated a number of steps to prepare the attack, such as the extensive surveillance of the former Prime Minister for approximately 3 months leading up to the attack. Badruddin also monitored the physical perpetration of the attack on February 14th through his contact on that day with Ayash, who is on the ground leading the team carrying out the final acts for the assassination. In addition,
ladies and gentlemen, as we know now, the tribunal in charge of investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Premier Rafiq Hariri opens in The Hague. We're now joined by our correspondent, Lamis Karout, who's joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, with more on that story. Lamis, a lot of skepticism hovering around the tribunal at The Hague. Hezbollah has already blasted the tribunal as a plot against the movement. Tell us more about the tribunal.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they are convicting actually four Hezbollah suspects in the ex-Lebanese premier Rafiq al-Hariri killing, the assassination that happened in 2005. You know, once actually Rafiq al-Hariri was assassinated in Lebanon, that was actually maybe the downhill of Lebanon, you could say, when we started to see an ongoing conflict here in Lebanon. And the question here is to be asked, what kind of interest would Hezbollah have in this such killing anyways? And who's benefiting? And definitely, you know, we have been seeing who is benefiting, just as you said, Israel and the United States, you know, and Israel has played actually a big role in this court meeting or in this court gathering, whatever you want to say, to convict Hezbollah, actually. And they have played tactics in the past where they supposedly entered into phone lines and various phone conversations and said, look, it was Hezbollah who was doing this. But at the end of the day, these were all fabricated. It was Israel who was actually behind all this. So really, I mean, it kicked off in The Hague today in Netherlands. What's next? Where is this heading? It really remains to be seen. I mean, and once again, Hezbollah has denied involvement. Hezbollah doesn't have any interest to do such activity, because when Rafiq al-Hariri was assassinated in 2005, we actually really did see the downhill of Lebanon and growing conflicts, and what we just saw today and what we're continuing to see actually in recent days.